Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is the Shahr of Arif Billah, Hazrat Aqtas, Hazrat Maana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allahu Marqadahu. The title is Ya Jibal al-Haram, Ya Jibal al-Haram. Meri nazaron mein tum ho bare muhtaram يا جبال الحرم يا جبال الحرم میری نظروں میں تم ہو بارے محترم يا جبال الحرم يا جبال الحرم یہ دعا حرم لذت ملتزم یہ دعا حرم لذت ملتزم وعطا سبكوه نعمة مغتنم وعطا سبكوه نعمة مغتنم ميري نذر ومتن عباري محترم يا جبال الحرم يا جبال الحرم اي خداه فقط ابكى يا كرم اي خداه فقط آپكا یہ کرم کر رہے ہیں جو ہم سب طواف حرم کر رہے ہیں جو ہم سب طواف حرم میری نظروں میں تم ہو بارے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم آ گیا سامنے محترم آ گیا سامنے روضہ محترم جس کی زیارت کو یا رب ترستے تھے ہم جس کی زیارت کو یا رب ترستے تھے ہم میری نظروں میں تم ہو بارے محترم یا جبال الحرم يا جبال الحرم رحمتي دو جهان كاه في ذئتم رحمتي دو جهان کہے سے
ضيئة جنك صداق مسالم ومؤمن هم جنك صداق مسالم ومؤمن هم محترم يا جبال الحرم يا جبال الحرم أبهيك شرف سيرت باملا آپ ہی کے شرف سے یہ رتبہ ملا امت مسلمہ ہے جو خیر الامم امت خير الأمم میری نظروں میں تم ہو بارے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم ہے فلا سلاطین عالم بی احرام میں بن کے حاضر ہوئے گدائے حرم بن کے حاضر ہوئے گدائے حرم میری نظروں میں تم ہو بارے محترم یا جبال الحرم یا جبال الحرم میرے سن لے دعا میرے مالک اخاتر کی سن لے دعا ہم مقدر میں ہر سال دید حرم میری نظروں میں تم ہو بارے محترم یا جبال الحرم جبال الحرم يا جبال الحرم يا جبال الحرم
This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Hari Billah Rumi waqt abreze zamana mujaddid zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Nawwar Allah Maqadahu
Hazrat is teaching us that our deen and this majlis that we have come to learn, al-adabu kullu, how to have proper etiquette, how to have the proper, to know what is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how to have the proper respect. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent His beloved, our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to teach us that how we should love and how we should go on this journey. We are on our journey to meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now is the season of Hajj, as we learn from our honorable illustrious Sheikh, that the Mashayikh Hazrat Shah Bahman Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, when Ramadan was coming to an end and the moon of Eid is going to be sighted, then we all get happy that now it's going to be the day of Eid. We're going to have delicacies. Hazrat's mind and Hazrat, the hearts of the Ahlullah immediately go towards Kaaba Sharif. That the month of Ramadan was the time to get ready and see that are we on our journey to be meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And myself, all of us should be pondering and thinking that now is the season of Hajj, whether bodily we are not there, but is my heart at Kaaba Sharif? Is my heart at Rozai Park? And this is where we learn how to become the slaves of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Hazrat is teaching us here that as it should be, it should not be, as our Hazrat teach us, that Hajj ko karke aaye, lekin abhi Hajj seekha nahi. That we went for Hajj, we came back, but we didn't even learn how to perform Hajj. That whose house we are going to, and forget the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all those things that are in the precincts of the Haraman, Haramain Sharifain, what honor and what respect we should show to all these things. Thus we have to learn from the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our Dada Shaykh beautifully paints a picture now. We should all imagine we are on our way, on our journey to Hajj. And we coming to Haram Sharif. As you enter Haram Sharif, the first sight that you really get is the beautiful mountains of Haram. And Hazrat addressing the mountains of Haram, that Ya Jibal al-Haram, Ya Jibal al-Haram, O mountains of Haram, how honorable you are. You are so honorable. One is you are loving, so to say, connected to Kaaba Sharif. And the mountains of Haramain Sharifain are those mountains where our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, tread on those mountains, and we can't imagine what efforts they made. So how honorable are those, just the mountains of Haram. So we that are, Allah ta'ala out of His kindness has made us the ummat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we connect ourselves directly to the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then how much honor Allah ta'ala will give the ummat. And this only we can get when we learn from the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how to get connected to our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how to get connected to the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and from there get connected to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is only how we can get our object and purpose of life is Allah Rabbul Izzat. But without Muhammadur Rasulullah, we'll never able to get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat teaches us that when you're on your journey of Hajj, then remember whose house we are going to. As beautifully our Hazrat teaches us, when we come to the house of Allah, you're not going to visit the house. You're going to visit the person. And the greatest personality, Allah Rabbul Izzat, the greatest being, Allah Ta'ala, who's our creator, sustainer, nourisher, Allah has allowed us to come to the house of Allah. And this is only Allah's kindness and mercy. Myself, all of us, we should ponder and think, am I fit to enter the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then what can be said of the Haram Sharif? When a person, one who is on his journey for Hajj, this is like now we're on our journey to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what was actually our real baggage that we should be packing? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. That you're on your journey to Hajj, but really you're on your journey to Akhirat. Very soon we'll be in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should see the month of Ramadan has come. Allah has blessed me, all of us. How much of taqwa I have to take stock of myself, and all of us, we should ponder and look into our heart. How much am I connected to Allah? How much do I respect everything that is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So if the mountains become so honorable, then what can be said of the men of Allah? So Hazrat beautifully addresses the mountains and he says, Meri nazro mein tum ho bare muhtaram. Ya Jibal al-Haram, Ya Jibal al-Haram. And Hazrat, so to say, goes into a trance that as you're coming to close to Makkah al-Mukarramah and you see the mountains, already you go in a state of ecstasy. Where Allah Ta'ala has brought me and what my, no, not even fit to be in this Mubarak place and what my dirty eyes, Allah allowing me to see those Haram Sharif, the mountains of Haram Sharif. Then Hazrat now takes us. So in other words, our mindset should be realizing that we are going on a very, very honorable journey. And the journey of Hajj is actually the journey that a person is reaching his climax of life. In other words, the journey to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the real meeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only know when Malakul Maut comes. So Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to realize, and we are very fortunate to be in this Mubarak Majlis of our Shaykh, who make us and open the eyes of our hearts to realize. Now Hazrat explains, when you're on your journey to Hajj, now you should be eager that Allah Ta'ala take me with honor, and I show absolute respect, and every moment I should be conscious that where am I? I mean, treading those beautiful land, that part of the earth where the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam have treaded. Then Sayyidul Anbiya, our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the anwarat, all the noor, spiritual light of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam are all present there. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize that when a person is now on his journey to Hajj, then he should make a lot of tawbah, istighfar, and first of all, a person should be preparing and should learn where am I going to. I'm going to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat explains, now when you come to Makkah al-Mukarramah and Allah gives you the honor now, and now you, so to say, in your kafan, you're in your ihram, and when Allah Ta'ala gives you the opportunity, ulama have taught that as you're entering the Haram Sharif, keep your gazes down. And when you come close to Kaaba Sharif and you lift your gaze and you see, you'll be shocked whether I'm standing, Hazrat used to say so beautifully, ye haqeeqat hai ya main khwab dekh raha hoon. Allah, me at this Mubarak place, is this a reality that you have brought me? So it is not any person that is worthy of being there. It is only Allah Ta'ala's karam, Allah Ta'ala's fazal. And Allah Ta'ala, as Hazrat mentions here, the dua from the heart should be, Allah Ta'ala take us over and over. But proper adab, proper etiquette, proper respect is needed at all times. Otherwise, what action we can be doing, as our Hazrat explains, that every moment in the Haram Sharif, the ibadat you do, one namaz is Allah Ta'ala multiplies by 100,000. On the other hand, if we don't have the proper adab, proper respect, then one disobedience of Allah in Haramain Sharifain is 100,000. So Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. Then Hazrat explains that the best opportunity you'll get when ye du'ai haram lazzati multazam. And we see the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their hearts are very broad, that they teach us that we all should be pining and yearning at this time, that now, O Allah, take us all to Haramain Sharifain, whether we are there bodily, but our hearts and our ruh should be there connected, especially this time, the season of Hajj, we all should be making dua, Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain, save, take out all the evil, and all the fitnas that are surrounded there, Allah Ta'ala remove all that and let the winds of hidayat blow from there, as Allah Ta'ala made it the focal point of hidayat. So Allah Ta'ala make it such, and when a person comes to Haramain Sharifain, the first sight on Kaaba Sharif, your du'as are accepted. Allah Akbar. Then Hazrat says, what can you imagine when Allah gives you the opportunity at Multazam, the place between the Hajr-e Aswad and the door of Kaaba Sharif, when all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, so to say, surrendered. They loved their arms and they put their hearts, their chest on the Kaaba Sharif and begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, make us yours, you become ours. That is the best dua you can make and the only dua really you should be making. And Hazrat says, if you made every other dua, oh Allah, I need this position, that position, but you didn't ask for Allah, Ya Allah, make me yours and you become mine, then you have asked for nothing. And if you only ask for this dua, then you can't imagine the enjoyment of when Allah Ta'ala gives us the opportunity of being at Multazam. And that also, the adab, etiquette, when we shouldn't be just pushing ourselves And we should see when the opportunity is there appropriate, then we should try and go as close as possible and beg Allah Ta'ala to make us all His close friends. And Allah Ta'ala give honor to the ummah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Hazrat teaches us, as this was the yearning of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how every person can get hidayat, how every person can be saved from the fire of Jahannam, and we become the obedient slaves of Allah and get this great honor. So in other words, the friends of Allah Ta'ala are all the time worried and concerned that we realize who we are. We are the slaves of Allah. And Allah has sent us here to give us honor and dignity. And the real results will come out on the day of Qiyamah. This world is too small to get our rewards or to get Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. That if we don't take heed, what will be the repercussions? So Hazrat is saying that Allah grant everybody this very, very special, precious bounty. That Allah Ta'ala take us to Kaaba Sharif with proper adab, etiquette. It shouldn't be that we write at Kaaba Sharif and we just worried about making my video, Allah save me, and all the entire ummah. Then Hazrat says that, realize that I didn't come here on my own. It's not the contact, it's not that I got approved. Hey Khuda, hey Fakad, aapka hey karam. Kar rahe hai jo hum sab tawaf haram. Oh Allah, it is only your very special favor that all the high hujjaj and all the mu'tamirin that are there, and we can also, in this time of this digital world, let us use it in the right way and focus that now we have Kaaba Sharif. And Allah Ta'ala is giving us this Mubarak opportunity that at Kaaba Sharif, you are making dua to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Oh Allah, give me also the opportunity to be present and making tawaf of the Haram Sharif. The tawaf of Kaaba Sharif, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat has explained that when a person now is eager, you packed your bags and you're on your journey for Hajj. But it shouldn't be that a person, we are on our journey to meet Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Did I check, is my passport intact? And what is our real passport? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, Jaddidu Imanakum. That renew your iman all the time. Because that is zikri la ilaha illallah. By making a lot of zikr of la ilaha illallah. And because that is zikri al-maut. And make a lot of zikr and to think about the occasion when Malakul Maut is going to come to me. I shouldn't be shocked. I should be happy that my flight, now I have to board my flight to my real journey of akhirat. So Allah Ta'ala is teaching us. And that is why Suratul Hajj starts with a very, very, Allah Ta'ala in a very stern way warning us that if we don't take heed and realize that we are the slaves of Allah, we have to prepare to meet Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala announces, Ya ayyuha an-nas ittaqu rabbakum inna zalzalata sa'ati shay'un 'azim. That O people, inculcate taqwa. Fear Allah, your Rabb who created you, your nourisher, your sustainer, which is natural. That all the time we should just be making shukr, Ya Allah. I don't deserve to be existing. You made me the ashraful makhluqat. You made me the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding that, and we are living this time where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has informed us that this is a time that so much fitnas are pouring down. That a person, you get up in the morning, you're in the state of iman. By the time the evening comes, we don't know what all the social media and all this, the different messages that come. A person doesn't realize people making mockery of deen, or Allah, not realizing the honor of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala and passing messages, and we smile or we add to it or we pass it on. Our iman is at stake. So Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. And we realize that we have come here to learn adab, respect, and this is what is the kayfiyat of ihsan, tasawuf. Today it is called as, but it is actually to realize that Allah is every moment with me. And Allah Ta'ala is watching me all the time. So Hazrat now explains that where did we learn that the honor of all those things that are connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat? Then why, if the mountains are so honorable, then what can be said of the beloved of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? We learn all this and we are existing through the sadqa of our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now Hazrat teaches us that you're on your way, you're on your journey to Hajj, but realize without knowing who you are, that you're the ummati of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And to learn how to be the ummati of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, connect yourself to the men of Allah who are all the time connected to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat now takes us right at Rauza-e-Pak. Aa gaya samne Rauza-e-Muhtaram. Jiski ziyarat ko ya Rab taraste the hum. That Hazrat says, now you're on your journey to Medina Sharif. And forget being right at the close proximity of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You just see from a distance that you see the Rauza-e-Pak, the beautiful green dome, which has become so splendid because the king of both the worlds, our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the humble slave of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, who taught us how to be the slaves of Allah, the dome has become so honorable. And a person who's on his journey for Hajj should be thinking that how should I go and perform Hajj? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us. And in return, our mashayikh have taught us. So we can't be grateful. The ihsan that our shaykh and our mashayikh have made upon us. And then the ihsan of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we cannot, it is beyond that we can ever think of even making an iota of shukr. Allah Ta'ala has taught us that we should be reciting abundant durood upon our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when a person is on his way to Medina to Munawwara, then the sign to get this love of Allah and proper of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and proper adab, how much durood we should be reciting. One, Amal ulama explained, try and read Suratul Kawthar, in which the shortest surat, but Allah explains the great honor of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. All the enemies of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they said Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had no male offspring. So his name won't carry on throughout the world. But Allah Ta'ala system. Allah shows that the honor of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is ever loving. And all those enemies of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they are just graced to the core. Allah Ta'ala give me, all of us realize that when we are going to Medina to Munawwara, we should realize actually we are going to make ziyarat of our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this is a very great honor and a great ni'mat from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Every person should be yearning and pining that Allah take me to our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And on your journey to Hajj, that when show our respects to our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And now you see you right in front of Rauza-e-Pak. Our pious elders, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh, who used to stay with loving in Medina Sharif, but Hazrat used to have that worry and concern, how can I present myself right close to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? So he used to stay from a bit of a distance near the wall of the Kaaba Sharif, and from there pass the salams with utter respect and utter worry and concern. Oh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this most useless ummati of yours, Allah Ta'ala has brought me here. So please make dua that Allah Ta'ala raise your hands for this useless ummati myself, that Allah forgive us. Then Hazrat explains further, Rahmati jo jaha ka hai, ye faiz-e-atam, jiske sadqe mein muslim wa mu'min hai han. It cannot be that we are not sending durood upon Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It is only through the sadqa of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that we are enjoying this beautiful gathering, that Allah has woke us up in a state of ashraful makhlukat, the best of all creation, in the state of being a Muslim, in the state of being a mu'min, and in the ummat of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. A person should appreciate this ni'mat, and real appreciation, as our Hazrat teaches us, that daily, at least minimum, recite 100 durood upon our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Ta'ala himself will write on our forehead, Bara'atum minan nifaq, that now this person is free from hypocrisy. As myself, I should ponder and think, I come to the house of Allah, but do I realize there are special etiquettes, there are adab, how I should come to the house of Allah, then what can be said at Rauza-e-Pak? It shouldn't be that we write at Rauza-e-Pak, and we are more worried that I must make a video call, let people know where I am. We are causing more hurt to the heart of our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Hazrat teaches us, that aap hi ke sharaf se ye rutba mila, ummati muslima hai jo khairul umam. That oh our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is only through your special favor that Allah Ta'ala loves you so much. And as beautifully the arifin who have recognized Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how they have said, لَوْ لَا كَلَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْأَفْلَاقِ. If it was not for you, oh beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah wouldn't have created any creation. It is only through the sadqa of our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that Allah has given us this great honor, that this is what is called nisbat, connection, that we are directly connected to Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we are the best of ummah, and we are supposed to be guiding everybody. Allah Ta'ala announced that those who have realized this honor that when they were lost and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pulled the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala particularly out of darkness, and one moment they had in the Sohbah the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what an honor this was, that no person after that can match the ranks of Sahaba radiallahu. And those that stayed thick and thin with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the beginning, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Umar Farooq, and all the Khulafai Rashideen, and all the Ashra Mubashshara, all the Sahaba, what can be said? What of their rank? وَكُلَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. Today, people who don't know the position of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum will utter all terrible words, and we should be very, very careful. Just to think and get caught up in those traps, our iman will be lost. Allah ta'ala save me, all of us. So as our mashayikh teach us that today we all want entertainment in our deen. Even entertainment, we listen to the nasheed, Qasida, Burda, Sharif, everybody loves to listen. But Allama Busayri rahmatullah alayh has written this poem in the honor of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he's drawing our attention so beautifully that, O Ummati Muslima, O Ummat of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it cannot be that you are going through a period that the enemies are attacking the Muslim Ummah, and they have all got the guts to now try and wipe out Islam from the face of the earth. But do realize who we are. Bushra lana ya ma'ashar al-Islami inna lana min al-inayati ruknan ghayra munhadami. They take glad tidings, O Ummati Muslima, O Ummatis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have got such a pillar of support that nobody can break it down. And that is the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give me all of us tawfiq, that we learn from our shaykh, recite abundance of durood sharif, and make firm effort to bring alive the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our homes, in our environment, and throughout the world. And Hazrat says, and people who realize, now you're on your journey to Hajj, outwardly you can be a state president, or you can be the king of both the world, or the king of the whole world. Then you see how the kings, when they come to Kaaba sharif, then, hai salatine alam bi ihram mein, ban ke hazir huye gadai haram. That all the my prime ministers or all the leaders of the world, but sadly today, the Muslim Ummah, we have no leaders that can even stand up and stand to enforce the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam throughout the world. And today we see the condition of the Ummah, but myself, all of us, we should be looking at ourselves, each one, myself, make an effort. Recite durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam abundantly. Make an effort to read the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, their lives, how they gave their lives for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to establish the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat says, whatever position you can be, when you come to Haram Sharif, you have to put your intelligence one side, put all your outward position one side, and come like all the mendicant in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A humble slave. How Allah ta'ala wants us to come to the house of Allah, with, so to say, now come with your ihram, come with your kafan, and be ready now. Now Allah ta'ala allows us to make tawaf of the house of Allah ta'ala. And when a person is really knows whose house it is, now you'll be pining, oh Allah, I want to meet you. Then Allah ta'ala teaches us the climax of our life. And that's what we should be thinking when the days of Qurbani come. And that was the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, that gave everything and sacrificed his whole life, his family, everything for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we shouldn't get caught up in this Abrahamic accord that we all follow Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam taught us how to become the friends of Allah. And really, Allah ta'ala announces clearly that Ibrahim alayhi salam, ma kana Ibrahimu Yahudiya, wala Nasraniya, walakin kana Hanifa Muslima. He was that straight, that man that was on the straight obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, submitted to the command of Allah. And only those who are really the followers of Ibrahim alayhi salam, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the ummah that are holding firm onto the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Hazrat makes this dua, and this is dua on behalf of myself and all of us. Ye meri malik, ye akhtar, Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar sahab, our dada shaykh says, Ya Allah, we beg you, sun le dua. Ho muqaddar hai har saal deed-e haram. Oh Allah, listen to my plea. Make it possible that every year I can get that opportunity that you bring me to Haram Sharif. You bring me at the Rauza-e Pak of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But together with that, beg Allah Ta'ala to give us tawfiq to have proper adab, ihtiram at every juncture. And as we learn from our Hazrat, not only in Medina Sharif or in Makkah Sharif, everything that is connected to Allah Ta'ala, like we don't just say, I'm going to Medina, Medina to Munawwara, or Medina Sharif, we're going to the Kaaba Sharif. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding that Allah make us His ordinary humble slaves to the Sadaqah.